You're listening to the Motorsport Network podcast.
Hey guys, Stuart Codling here, taking on the baton from MMB and Jake Vauxhall Corsa, speaking to you from Manama in Bahrain. So it is about 8 o'clock in the morning. I've just arrived via an overnight flight. No sleep, of course, because it was like sitting on a bench. We're on about our third coffee of the day. And where are we in Manama, you ask? Well, we are at Fort Arad, which is apparently a Portuguese era sea fort, which I might just investigate once this place actually opens. And I have to say that at the moment, as I speak, and the production team are going to hate me for standing with my back to the sun and pointing the camera at it, so I'm going to walk this way, it's just me and the pigeons and some guy who was, up until a few minutes ago, brushing away at some leaves, but he's got bored with that now and he's having a little sit under some tree cover. So yeah, we're going to explore. The Seif Mol is here. I've walked into a dark place. They're going to double kill me now because that's killed the exposure. They're going to say it's not usable. Yeah, we're going to have a little wander around and then we will talk about matters arising from the Japanese Grand Prix and what to expect from the Bahrain GP. Well, this is just stunning, isn't it? This is the Al Fateh Grand Mosque, which was the largest mosque in Bahrain, built in 1987, would you believe? You wouldn't think, given looking at the details. The dome is actually made of fiberglass and the building can accommodate 7,000 worshippers. So yeah, an absolutely stunning piece of architecture and only number two tourist attraction in this area, according to TripAdvisor. Number one is the Seif Mal, which seems somewhat philistinical, but you know, we do live in a consumerist society, don't we? Yeah, so matters arising. Hopefully the wind's not too annoying. As you can see from that flag up there, it is blowing up one. And I think that's going to be a factor at the Grand Prix this weekend. We've seen a lot of the cars, particularly wind sensitive, Aston Martin saying just a wee pivot of wind direction can be quite damaging. What else is happening this weekend? Well, all the rookies are in. Got Luke Browning in at Williams in FP1, taking over Carlos Sainz's seat. Felipe Drugovic. It's a good thing he's got a WEC drive, otherwise he'd be waiting all year to drive FP1 in Bahrain. Frederik Vestri in George Russell's Mercedes, Dino Bogdanovic in Charles Leclerc's Ferrari, Ryo Hirakawa in Oliver Behrman's Haas. Interesting move that actually Hirakawa, who was previously an Alpine junior, but obviously the Toyota link has made that moot. So yeah, I mean, why Bahrain? Well, the teams have to allocate a certain amount of cockpit time to rookie drivers who haven't contested more than, the top of my head, I think more than two Grand Prix. So each one has to go into one car at least twice. And why not do it in Bahrain, a circuit on which many of them have already tested? So the race drivers have already driven here enough, so there's no net loss from that. What else can we expect from Bahrain? This is a bit of a bogey circuit for McLaren, which is a little bit disappointing for them, given that the Sovereign Wealth Fund pretty much owns the company. It's being eaten alive by insects here. I hope it's not a biting thing. So yeah, they'll be hoping that they can break their sort of streak here. What will happen to Red Bull? Well, we've seen that car is not particularly fond of this circuit because it doesn't have the sort of high speed corners that reward the downforce the RB21 can make. It's got a lot of the slower corners where the front and back end disagree over who gets to the apex first. So that's going to be interesting to see. It's all shaping up to be quite interesting. I've got Aston Martin written here. I alluded to that earlier. I wrote a feature on autosport.com and motorsport.com a couple of days ago suggesting that they will probably drag Adrian Newey in, probably kicking and screaming, knowing him, because he doesn't like working on other people's cars. Why not? He's a creative man. So you know, Lawrence Stroll spending a lot of his own money and some of his chum's money on that project to no great effect. Apparently on the Monday after an unsuccessful race weekend, flames lick the walls of the Aston Martin factory at Silverstone. The staff will be anxious for that not to happen again. So, yeah, the likelihood is that... This thing's getting at me again. The likelihood is that Adrian Newey is going to be persuaded, shown his share options and told, can you silk persificate this dreadful car? Apart from that, it's going to be a race to see who is best of the rest. I'm going to have a little wander around Manamar and maybe show you my wonderfully salubrious hire car as we go and see some more of TripAdvisor's highlights of Bahrain. Well, that's about it from our little tour of downtown Manamar. It's interesting. Life goes on in the city, despite the fact there's a Grand Prix on. Very difficult to miss the fact that there is a Grand Prix on. From when you get on the plane, the headrests are adorned with the logos. There's signs all around the city. And, you know, you do feel that very much this is a city that and a nation that has got behind its Grand Prix. Hopefully, when we flip over to the Autosport channel for our following programming, we'll have Phil and Ronald here to entertain and add a welcome dose of professionalism. But from our Wednesday motorsport.com channel broadcast, that's it. Yeah, same to you.